This is Dr. Ani getting a consultation on Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E. Last name is Vinay, V-E-N-E-Y. Date of birth is October 6, 1972. Date of consultation is February 19, 2022. Reason for consultation is evaluation for screening, colonoscopy. History of personal illness. Patient is a patient is a 49-year-old male who is being evaluated via telehealth for a screening colonoscopy period. As part of the evaluation, he was also telling me that he has had long-standing reflux for which he takes famotidine. Period. No history of any dysphagia, comma, odynophagia, comma, hematemesis, comma, nausea, vomiting, denied any bleeding per rectum, comma, melena or hemorrhagia, period. No history of any fever, comma, chills, comma, anorexia, weight loss, period. Paragraph, please refer to the impression outline below for additional information. Period. Impression number one, average risk for colon cancer. There is no GI complaints except for reflux. Next point, long-standing history of reflux disease. Dash under control. On historeceptor antagonist, that he's been taking long-term. Next point, history of anxiety disorder, has an appointment to be evaluated by a psychiatrist. Next point, mild elevation of hemoglobin A1C of 5.7. Next point, normal LFTs. Negative serological markers for hepatitis B and hepatitis C. Next point, borderline anemia with a hemoglobin of 12.7 and a normal MCV of 91. Status post abdominal ultrasound of April 15, 2017, showing a homogeneous echo texture, ECHOTEXTURE, dash 2.8 by 2.6 by 2.4 centimeter lesion within the right lobe of the liver, felt to represent a cavernous hemangioma, and there was no increased vascularity. And no additional hepatic mass was seen. Next point, no evidence of cholelithiasis, comma, gallbladder wall thickening or pericholecystic fluid. Next point, no evidence of a common bile duct dilatation and no ascites. Recommendations. Number one, continue famotidine. Other person dosage. Next point, has some, so with the history of some constipation, depending on the diet, he's on Docusate and this may be continued. Next point, a primary care physician may schedule a surveillance sonogram to follow up on the cavernous hemangioma. Next point, repeat CBC and anemia workup with iron, with iron studies, B12, folate, TSH and reticulocyte count. Next point, PCP may order stool for occult blood, and if upper endoscopy and colonoscopy is non-diagnostic, and if there is evidence of iron deficiency anemia, then to consider small bowel workup with either a capsule endoscopy or a CT enterography, and this will be finalized after the procedure is complete, period. End of dictation. Thanks.